With your Michigan headline news, I'm Casey Cruz. Michigan will add more than 10 times as many new jobs as economists predicted just months ago, thanks to recent data revisions that show the Michigan economy is off to a stronger than expected start for the year. All told, the state could add 64,000 jobs this year, compared with the 6,300 predicted when the University of Michigan's Research Seminar in Quantitative Economics released its forecast in November. Amway's agreed to replace up to $20 million in gift cards sold in dozens of states, including Michigan, as part of a settlement over a class action lawsuit claiming it improperly included a redemption date. Lawyers who filed a lawsuit in Los Angeles Superior Court announced the settlement this week. The suit accused Amway, AltaCor, and Quickstar of misrepresentation. Former Democratic Detroit Mayor Kwame Kilpatrick is back in Jackson County Prison. Kilpatrick was transferred to the prison by U.S. Marshals after a hearing in federal court yesterday. That's according to the Detroit Free Press. Last May, Kilpatrick was ordered to the Charles Egler Reception and Guidance Center in Blackman Township after being sentenced to a 14-month to 5-year prison term. Two West Michigan legislators have proposed a law to ban wind turbines in Michigan's Great Lakes. Republican State Representatives Ray France and John Bumstead have introduced legislation that would also eliminate any wind testing in the state's Great Lakes. The introduction of the proposed law comes as Grand Valley State University is putting the final touches on a $3.7 million wind research platform project. With your Michigan headline news, I'm Casey Cruz.